This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our host, the man with the plan, Travis Chance. Travis, how are you doing today?
Tony, I am here. I'm a little tired, not going to lie to you. We had our course offering last night, and it was a great class, but I'll be honest with you. Whenever I get, I give so much when I get done, it's kind of tough to get some of that back. But I got some calf in my cup, and I am ready, locked and loaded. Just because I am tired, that does not stop the show.
Yeah, I mean, we probably should rethink this. We always record the morning after your big event, your class that you teach.
And I know you give it your all. It's just the spice of life. It's just the spice of life.
Keeps you going, right?
It gives me something to look forward to, Tony. Yep. Talking to you after being completely exhausted. I mean, what better way to get recharged? You know what I mean? Get your batteries going.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll hype it up and get you pumped up. That's for sure. Well, we have a great topic today. It's an interesting one. I mean, you came up with a great title for today's show. I'm going to tell the kids out there listening, I love this title, Easing Political and Economic Anxiety. How about that for a show topic?
Tony, is that not a $3 handle or what?
Yeah, it is. It is, and I can't wait to hear how you're going to do that.
Well, you know, we get this every 4 years or every 2 years. I mean, let's face it. As soon as a politician gets elected, they're back in re-election mode. Now, it looks like after Super Tuesday, we're going to have 4 years of not running for re-election, because no matter who wins, that person's only going to be able to serve one term in the White House. So more and more, We're getting questions of, you know, what do you think? Do you think, you know, it should be Nikki Haley? Do you think it should be Trump? Well, now we don't have a choice, right?
Right.
Trump it is. It is. She's actually, as of the time we are recording this show, she will be, it looks like, exiting the race within the hour. So, you know, folks, I know a lot of you guys, because as much communication as we have, as much as we get together for reviews, for social events, etc., we talk about it because it's something that's on your mind. And anxiety is something that you cannot let drive the train. You have heard this from me over and over. You're going to hear it now. Don't let anxiety drive your investment decisions and drive your decisions. Why? It's because, folks, politicians, they seldom actually move the needle on markets. Now, under Trump and Biden, whenever we had COVID, did they stimulate the economy, overstimulate maybe in some regards? It's easy to play armchair quarterback, Tony. Did they move the needle? Absolutely. But typically, politicians inherit and they influence markets in motion, right? You can't give Biden all the credit for the 2021 run up, and you can't give him all the blame for the 2022 meltdown, right? I mean, it's a congruence of effects.
Yeah,
right. Everything runs together, and we are sitting here, and you had, you know, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. Did that stimulate the economy coming from a very almost punitive tax environment for, you know, 5-6 years under Obama? Absolutely. Did it unleash the beast, so to speak? Yes, but it just influenced the economy. It didn't actually, it wasn't the only reason why you saw the markets go up. So as we go through this, you know, I'm sitting here, I'm literally with the ticker on the bottom of the screen looking at, you know, okay, you know, this one is concerned about, this party's concerned about this, this party's concerned about that. And Tony, I tell everybody and I tell you, we can't think red or blue. You got to still think green. It's got to be green because at the end of the day, 4 years from now, guess what? Both of these are going to be out of the White House no matter who wins, and you're still going to be retired.
Right.
So how do you overcome that? Well, that's the reason why we talk over and over, Tony, about planning, right? Because that way, just like a bad market, it can't deviate or can't really do anything more than maybe have a slight impact. It can't have an overall crashing of your plan. That's the reason you test for things like 2008. You test for the 2000 through 2002, because that way, if you do get an outcome that you're not really looking for, you've already tested to see what's going to happen. But let's dive in a little deeper, right? Let's don't just go on, stay on the surface. What is likely to happen, Tony, in your opinion, if Joe Biden were to retain the presidency for 4 more years, what do you think the first thing is probably most likely going to happen?
Well, I would say the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is going to be repealed.
Absolutely.
When it expires, taxes will go up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What else could happen?
Besides taxes going up, I'm not sure. I think it's interesting. It's just more of the same, probably.
But do you see my point?
Yeah.
It's the fear is the worst part. Because when I just ask you, totally non-scripted, I know I just caught you on your heels, but that's kind of the point.
Yeah.
Is whenever you ask someone, okay, so tell me what you're concerned about. And it always reverts back to the same argument, which I get because I've made it. If the current president stays in office, and this is not political, it just is, there is an appetite and a potentially large one for raising taxes. Is that going to crash the market? No, probably not. Is it going to make it more punitive and more devastating to businesses to do business? It could. You know, does that mean we're going to see the market automatically go down 50%? No, I don't think so. You know, I think instead of having maybe, you know, S&P average over the last 80 years, 10%, you know, we're probably going to be grinding out five to 10 if we're lucky. I think it's going to slow down economic growth. But remember, I said slow down, not stop. It could slow down economic growth. It could cause returns to really be difficult, especially for index investors, because, you know, once again, that's really where you're going to want to pick the absolute cream of the crop, the nuggets out of the soil, so to speak, and make sure you're really doing your research. So if you're a do-it-yourselfer, pay attention to that. But is it going to potentially cause this absolute stop of the economy? No. But if you ask a lot of Republicans, or if you ask people in general, that's usually what they say, is I'm just worried that taxes are going to go up and he's going to win. But what happens if Trump wins? Tony, what do you think is going to happen if Donald Trump wins? Other than he's going to be a dictator for day one and he's going to drill, baby, drill. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I'm concerned if either one gets in, because I think they're both crazy. But can I say that?
I mean, you just did. I guess the answer is yes.
I don't know if either one of them will live through their term. That's what I'm afraid of. But I am afraid of a lot of things with both of these candidates. And now it looks like they're locked in, basically. So it is what it is. I don't know what will happen if Trump gets in. I think he's more of an unknown.
So let me give you my thesis on what I think could happen under Trump, right? Are we going to get continued hyperbole? Yes. Are we going to get bombastic speeches? Yes. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, are there going to be some things that at keeping the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, at least some of it, if not all of it, in a permanent manner? Is that, are these something, are some things that are going to cause the market to probably cheer and maybe go up temporarily? Yes. But also what's going to happen, Tony, is there is going to be, and I think whether you have Democrats or Republicans, this is something that's going to have to be dealt with. At some point, you cannot kick the can down the curb, but so long, right? Because right now I'm looking at the debt clock as we speak, all right? You want to guess what it is?
What is it?
$34,487,746,800,000.
Yeah, the national debt.
And the national debt.
And it's going up exponentially, not yearly, not monthly, not even daily, but each second. It
has gone up $250,000 since you just spoke.
And that's crazy. But do you honestly think, Travis, that either party or either candidate is going to cut government spending? Because that hasn't happened in my lifetime.
So I think if
I would
now
be amazed.
Let's think through this. If it is going to pass, is it more likely to pass when someone is not running for office or someone is running for office? Because both of these, once they get done, they're out. That's it. There's no coming back. So it's not like, you know, they're not going to be able to say, oh, I'm going to repeal this rule so that basically I can run in perpetuity like FDR did. That's not going to happen. So I guess my point is, at some point in time in the future, there's going to have to be a reconciliation. There's going to have to be a reckoning with our current national debt. And I think the only way that we're going to be able to get a hold on this thing is we're going to have to seriously rethink some of our spending habits. It's no different than a person with their household, right? And I know a lot of that anxiety is coming right now. People talking about, you know, what if it gets really bad? Should I go ahead and pay my house off? Should I pay my car off? And the reason that they're worried is because of things like this, Tony. It's $34 trillion in debt. So my point is, if you see the economic output of our country pick up and taxes remain low, we could still, like JFK said in the 60s in his speech when he lowered taxes, it's time to get government out of the way and unleash the economy so that we can create more revenue. Because if the economy starts to grow at a much faster rate, even with lower taxes, you are most likely going to get increased revenue. So if they don't choose to spend, or if they don't choose to hurt the economy and raise taxes or let taxes go up, then I think that could yield more tax revenue. That could ease some of our concerns, because guess what? We could most likely see that number start to come down. Now, what we can't do is, and unfortunately, this is kind of the fleas come with the dog, depending on which party you support, and this is not in favor of one versus the other, but Democrats versus Republicans, it seems like, Tony, the last two decades, it doesn't really matter. The money is going to be spent regardless. It just matters whose name's on the check.
Yeah.
Right? Depending on which side of the aisle you're on is going to determine where the money goes.
Yeah, and that's kind of my point. I mean, I've never seen either party cut spending. They just don't cut spending. And I think that's what's got to happen, or taxes have to go up, right?
Right. Well, but here's kind of the, and I know it sounds counterintuitive, but think about this. The problem that we're going to have is, let's face it, if taxes go up, it's going to be a chained effect. If taxes go up, you're going to have less expansion, less investment. You're going to have less opportunity for business owners to provide benefits to their employees. So that's going to increase potentially the unemployment rate. That could also increase or decrease the amount of revenue coming in, because I'll be honest, it's not going to cause somebody to go out and take more risks when they're like, you know, hey, I'm only able to keep 60 cents on the dollar. I'm not doing that. Or I'm only able to keep 50 cents on the dollar. I'm not putting my family at risk for that. Right now, I mean, I'll be quite honest, that's one of the reasons I was able to offer my employees additional benefits and to give back is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act in 2017. So, you know, is that going to be something that we have to contend with? Absolutely. Is it going to, you know, be like musical chairs and all of a sudden the music stops? I don't think so. But I think the anxiety spillover from the election and from what could happen, which most of the time we always visualize the absolute worst possible scenario.
Yep.
And how often does that really ever come to fruition?
Yeah.
Very rarely, right? But I think the spillover is what gets people. And that's the reason, like, I've had some questions, you know, over the last couple of weeks. I had one question yesterday. The gentleman was talking about he was building a new house, super client, been with me for a long time, and he was truly anxious. He was like, you know, should my wife and I were talking, you know, with everything going on, should I go ahead and pay cash for the house? You know, should I finance? What should I do? And the problem is, If in most cases, a lot of people, the biggest asset they have next to their current home is what? It's typically going to be their qualified plan, their 401k, their pre-tax IRA,
their retirement account.
Right. And if you're taking, let's say hypothetically, $100,000 to $150,000 a year in income, and you need to pull $400,000 from your account to pay off your house, well, if you're going to do it, you better do it today, because if you wait until 2 years from now when the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act ends, it could cause you, and this is why he's thinking this, it could cause even more taxes. Well, to do it today and still maintain his standard of living, it could very easily cost $550 to do gross to net $400 by the time you pay state and local state, federal, and local taxes. So is it truly worth the squeeze? I really don't think so. I think like most cases, it's much easier to shear a sheep than it is to skin him, because once you skin him, he's done. But I think that's the reason why people are getting anxious, is they're looking at these interest rates, they're looking at potentially economic slowdown, going, I don't know what to do. So my question to you is, what do you do? Well, what you need to do is you need to give us a call at 877-269-0839. Let us help you make some sense and get some peace of mind about your planning and about your plan in general. Because think about this, just like for this gentleman, let the numbers dictate. Let the numbers decide. And put it in your software, put it in your system and say, you know what? What if I were to pay it off? And look at the outcome. And if you like the outcome, great, do it. If you don't, make the mistake on paper, Tony, before you ever actually hit enter on the transaction. That way you can always back up and say, you know what, that's probably not going to work in my best interest, but that eases my mind because now I know. And that, I think, is the best sunshine, the best disinfectant for anxiety is basically knowing. But the problem is, so few people actually know how to come to that realization. And that's why it's so important to work with someone who can actually walk you through that process and really have only your best interest in mind and no dog in the fight, and say, you know, if you pay it off, this is what's likely to happen. If you don't pay it off, this is what's likely to happen. And then you can pick and choose and make sure you're making the right decision for you and your family. Or in some cases, do something to that nth degree. And that could obviously disinherit your kids and grandkids without you even realizing it. So I know that's not maybe the worry for a lot of people, but it's definitely something you need to consider. So give us a call, 877-269-0839.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to know that, you know, the sky is always falling when it comes to the news. If you watch the news channels, and each party will say, if the other guy gets in, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. And, you know, the stats say 20 of the last 24 presidential election years, the market has ended up regardless of party. And over time, the market has gone up over the last 100 years, and presidents and parties come and go. And so I don't think now is the time to panic, but it is a good idea to have a plan, right?
During, and here's, you just said it, they have to keep the doves flying at least until November, right?
Yep.
And there's nothing, there is nothing in this world that motivates a person like fear and greed.
Yep.
That's it.
Fear and greed.
Fear and greed, yep, are the two biggest motivating drivers for someone psychologically. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to placate to your vote for me, and we're going to make you a lot of money. And if you vote for the other guy, he's going to cost you a lot of money. They're playing to your fear and your greed. Don't play into their hands. Play your hand. Make sure your hand is how you want it, not how they want it. And you're probably going to end up in a much better position. And if you don't know how to do it, that's why we're here. Give us a call, 877-269-0839.
Yeah, that's why people work with you and your clients work with you, so they don't have to panic every time there's a presidential election. Work with a trusted financial services professional like yourself. I encourage our listeners to give you a call, Travis.
I am your financial Xanax.
Your financial Xanax. I like that. That's hilarious. All right. Is there anything else you want to add before we go today?
No, sir. All I would say is, folks, have a great week. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back next week with some topics that hopefully can put you and your family on the right path to retirement success.
Excellent. Thanks, Travis. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839. Or visit them online at NavigatingRetirementRadio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.